Texte numéro 51. Leap in zero hours contracts. The number of UK workers on zero hours contracts has leapt 20% in a year to more than 900,000, indicating that insecure employment has become a permanent and growing feature of the jobs market. The Office for National Statistics said 903,000, or 2.9%, of the employed workforce were on zero hours contracts, which do not offer guaranteed hours or sick pay, in their main job, up from 747,000 last year. The average worker earns 50% more an hour than those on zero hours contracts. The median hourly rate for a zero hours worker is £7.25, compared with £11.05 for all employees. People employed on zero hours contracts are only entitled to the minimum wage for the hours they actually work and receive nothing when on call, which serves to intensify income insecurity. Zero hours contracts are widely used by retailers, restaurants, leisure companies and hotels. The care industry is estimated to employ 160,000 workers on zero-hours contracts, while the public sector, especially the health service, has increasingly adopted the flexible contracts. Britain's largest sportswear retailer, Sports Direct, said this week it would offer shop staff the option of a minimum contract of 12 hours work per week, which is in line with other retailers such as Next. Sports Direct's founder, Mike Ashley, said he would consider switching 4,000 agency staff at the company's main distribution centre to being full employees. On average, staff on a zero-hours contract work 25 hours a week, the ONS said. But 31% of the workers on zero-hours contracts said they wanted to work more hours, compared with 10% of those on other forms of employment. Nick Palmer, an ONS statistician, said the rise in the number of zero-hours contracts probably related to greater public awareness of the existence of this type of contracts. Still, the figures exposed a hidden part of the British economy. Zero-hours contracts have become an easy way for bosses to employ staff on the cheap. There is no getting away from the fact that zero-hours workers earn less money and have fewer rights than people with permanent jobs. It's very easy for politicians and employers to talk about the flexibility these contracts offer, but they are not the ones living at the sharp end of the labour market. If you don't know how much work you will have from one day to the next, paying the bills and arranging things like childcare can be a nightmare. Earlier this year, New Zealand banned these contracts after a campaign led by trade unions. The law, which took effect on the 1st of April, stipulates that employers must guarantee a minimum number of hours of work each week, and workers can refuse extra hours without repercussions. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, September 2016.